Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years. Every other Thursday, we feature just one classic story from the vaults. We ask that you keep the historical context in mind. Today, in 2021, there's a different consciousness. We've always asked storytellers to speak in as unfiltered a way as possible, and yet to tell their stories with as much compassion as possible. Even so, I'm sure the storytellers and the host might have worded some of what they said on these old episodes differently if they'd been recorded more recently. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that Lily B. first shared on the show in November of 2015. Here's Lily now with a story we call Let the World Know Why.
Growing up in the 80s, I used to love taking public transportation with my mom and my grandma. They used to take us on errands, all of us. When I say us, me, my cousins, whoever was around. And we'd go run errands with my mom or my grandma. For me, it was really exciting. And for my siblings, too, because we got to explore the world. Like, we didn't leave our neighborhood very often. So when we did leave, we got to see different parts of the city and people, and taking the L was like live action cartoons, because graffiti artists would go into the tunnels and paint Fred Flintstone and then Bart Simpson, whoever, and through these tunnels, and you got to just watch the train through the windows. And everything was about watching and taking everything in, and people watching was probably one of my favorite things to do. I got to see all these different people that obviously didn't live in my neighborhood, right? So I got to wonder where they came from and what neighborhoods they lived in, who their families were. It was one of these times, like hanging on an errand with my mom on the bus, that I noticed there were two women sitting across from me and my mom on the back of the bus with my siblings. It was my brother, my sister, and I, and my two cousins. Now, I'm looking through these people, because sometimes you just get lost in a daze, and I'm kind of lost in a daze looking out the window through these two women and just taking in the streets, when something catches my ear. You see, I have to explain to everyone who doesn't know Lily B that I'm Afro-Mexicana. I'm Afro-Mexicana, Afro-Mexican. And my mom looks like a black woman. She had the kinky little fro, skin very, very dark. Some people said she looked like Whoopi Goldberg, no joke. Like, real talk, my mom looks like a black woman. And so when I heard what these women said, it caught my ear, because I look around the bus and my mom is the only person that would match this description. And they used the word mayate. Now, mayate is a Spanish word. It's a term used in Spanish culture to mean like the N-word. And that is when I stopped, like got right out of my gaze and started paying attention to these two women conversation. They were Spanish. I didn't know if they were Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, but there was two Spanish women now talking about my mother, and I know it was my mother because I'm listening. And one woman says to the other, mira esta mujer con todos estos niños. And the other woman says, a lo mejor ni son de del mismo papá, which translated is, look at this woman with all these children. And the other woman says, they're probably not even from the same father. And then they get to talking about us. Now they're looking at us individually, the five of us, and they're pointing out the differences. Like, yes, look at this one. Mira la nariz de esta y los ojos de él están más claritos. Look at the nose on this one, and look at the eyes on this one. They're a lot more fair. And they're talking about my mother and us. And I know my mom can hear. If I can see this, she can see this. We're sitting right next to each other. So I start pulling her shirt to, like, let her know. Because you don't make a scene. You know, this is the 80s. You don't get up and point people out or call people out. I just pull her shirt to let her know. Like, listen, look it, if you're not paying attention. And through her teeth, she says, cállate el hocico. Which translates to shut the fuck up. And at that moment that she says that, I felt like, why? Like, because I couldn't say but. There's no way that I could be like, but they're talking about, no, because she just slapped me. She just knocked me the fuck out right there on the bus, and I would have no story to tell. But she just tells me to shut up, and I'm looking at these women. I'm thinking my mom is weak, and I'm going on listening to these women. And I'm so disappointed in my mom at that moment. I'm so disappointed that she's not saying something, that she's letting these women just talk about us. And we're on the bus for a few more minutes and our stop is coming up, so she tells us to get up. And so we ring the bell thinking, you know, that it's our stop because we're always excited to ring that bell on these errands. She has us stand in a little row by the back door. And for good reason, she has us go in front because at that moment, she turns around to these women. In her sweetest but bitchiest voice, because I know this voice, right? She says, "For your information, por su información, estos tres son mis hijos y los tuve con un solo hombre. Y estos dos son mis sobrinos que también son de los mismos padres." Which translates to, "For your information, these three are my children and I had them with one man. And these two are my nephew and niece, who are also by the same parents." So antes de hablar, and she starts to tell these women that before they start to talk, antes de comenzar a hablar, monchincheras, and she starts saying words that in Spanish I never heard my mom say to anyone ever, which is things like monchincheras, chismosas, viejas monchincheras, like gossipy bitches is basically what she was calling them. And the look on these women's faces when they realized that, hey, she spoke fucking Spanish. This black woman spoke Spanish. Holy shit. And what she had to say with them, they just sit there in their shame. They couldn't even say sorry because she didn't even give them a chance to, you guys. She just said what she had to say. This is who I am. This is why you'll respect me. And she got off that bus. And the people in the back left snickering and looking at these women. And we just got off the bus. And the minute my foot like touched the curb, it was like in a TV show, a commercial, as you see with the little kid just happy, just yeah, one fist in the air, yeah, mom. I was so proud of my mom. I was so happy to, like, she had done something that she told me to shut the fuck up for good reason, that she had a plan, and it was beautiful, and I was proud, and I had to got to explain it to my cousins and his brother and sister who had been completely oblivious to it. And I was so excited that I was going to tell everyone, and she was just like, no, this is not something you go tell. Like, this is, no, es para eso, ni para eso, which is for what, basically. And I like to think that I get that from my mother. I like to think that I do what I do and I am who I am, Lily B, because I want people to know, like my mother did that day, like, this is who I am and this is why you'll respect me. But unlike my mother... I want the whole fucking world to know why.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.